You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host for the show. And in the show, we always perform a shamanic ritual, which is, I think, very beneficial for bringing you in a more peaceful and balanced state. In the first part of the broadcast, I would like to do a little focus exercise, very simple, just to bring your attention to the place where you actually are. And that just happens to be right here, right now. If you would pay attention, you could clearly see on your own inside that all the time your attention gets pulled in all sort of directions by thoughts, feelings, opinions, calculations, considerations, whatever. All the time there's something claiming your attention. And that makes you very shattered. Because what I mean with that is, meanwhile you're sitting here, you're thinking about something else, or somewhere else, which doesn't necessarily make you more effective in being right where you are. So the first thing you want to do in all this sort of inner work is to gather your attention. So your attention is where you, well, factual are. And a very easy way to do that is to shift your attention towards your body perception. Your body just is. And by giving attention to that, you will notice that you will... you yourself will get much more into this state of being instead of a state of running all the time. So the only thing you, as a matter of fact, have to do is shift your attention to your body. And I think one of the easiest ways to do that is just to feel your feet on the ground. Because, well, in general, as soon as you're awake, you know, you're standing or sitting. So your feet are always there. They always have contact with the floor. And it's very easy to anchor your attention to a feeling which is actually there. So what I recommend to you right now is just close your eyes and focus your attention on the feeling of your feet on the ground. Nothing more, nothing less. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. And whenever there comes a thought or a feeling which is claiming your attention, you just let go of that by shifting your attention back to your feet. Not by thinking about it or judging it or having an opinion about it. No, by shifting your attention back to the feeling of your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet on the ground. Don't try to make it special, don't try to make it spiritual, keep it very simple. Just feel your feet on the ground. That will bring your attention to where you actually are. Just feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. No matter what you think, no matter what you perceive. Just keep your attention to your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Because what you give attention will unfold within your perception. If you give attention all the time to all your thoughts, opinions, etc., clearly enough, they won't go away. It will bring all their friends, as you might notice all day long. So if you shift your attention to something which is in peace, the peace will increase. But you give attention unfolds. So just feel your feet on the ground. No matter what you think, no matter what you feel about it, because it's meant to go beyond what you think, beyond what you feel, because you think and feel something all the time. Your whole field of perception is, as a matter of fact, no matter what you do, is occupied with your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions, your this, your that. So if you want to perceive something which is bigger than you, wider than you, higher than you, or no matter how you want to formulate that for yourself, well, you know, I think you should get a little bit out of the way. Because as long as your field of attention is filled with you, well, you will perceive you. So, just leave that and shift your attention to your feet. If you really try that, you can notice even in a very short time that your field of perception is getting much more harmonious, much more peaceful, open. You start to notice different things. At first, the only thing you noticed was, well, what you think of it. So feel your feet on the ground. Bring your attention home, bring your attention to where you are. There's nothing vague about this sort of work. I consider it extremely vague to be thinking and dreaming about everything and nothing in any situation, no matter what you do. No matter what you do. As I said before, even while making love, which is a more intense moment, you think about different things. So, you know, I think that's a very poor state of being. You miss your whole life. You're only concerned with what you think of your life. So leave that. Just feel your feet and you can start living and instead of just having an opinion about your life. Just leave it. Nobody is interested in what you think. Only you. Why would you? Just leave it. Just feel your feet on the ground. And it will make you peaceful. It will make you definitely much more happy than giving attention to your inner considerations. So just feel your feet on the ground. Don't make it complicated. I think it's pretty simple. If you do it and don't think about it. When you start thinking about it, things might become extremely, well, complicated, because that's the nature of thinking. And mind works always with opposites, yes against no, black against white. And, well, that's just a point of view. So leave that. Just feel you're here with your feet on the ground, nothing more, nothing less. Because all these spiritual, very interesting things you could experience in your life, well, you know, you're right now in the middle of them. But in general, we are too busy with ourselves, with what we think about it, and what we feel about it, and how it should be, etc., etc. So we don't perceive it. So just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. You can do that in any given life circumstance. Nobody has to know. Even better when people don't know. Just use it for an exercise for yourself. And I think if you really try that in daily life, you will, well, get a very different daily life. And you'll get a very different perspective on your life and everything around you. I guarantee you. So just feel your feet on the ground. And then you might find out that you can be without having a thought about everything, without having an opinion about everything. It won't make you happy. And we live in a society in which having an opinion is considered extremely important. You're considered pretty stupid when you don't have an opinion about something. And when you're really honest with yourself, You can clearly see that all your opinions about everything will just come from the newspaper headlines. Have you heard, you've heard that about from somebody? From me or from somebody else, or you read it on the internet? It's not your opinion. No. As a matter of fact, I think 99% of what we call our opinion, well, it's not ours. So just feel your feet on the ground. You don't need to have an opinion about everything. Because an opinion says nothing about what you perceive. It says something about you. It says something about the way you look at life. That's why I always give the stupid example that, well, you might find your neighbor an extremely annoying man, and his wife loves him. So what is he? So there is no truth. There's just point of view. And an opinion, the only thing it shows is how you look at life. And if you start looking at opinions in that way, I think you will pretty soon find it very embarrassing to say your opinion. Because it is embarrassing. You just show your limitation. So why bother? You can live pretty well without them. You can do anything without them. So just learn yourself something new. Just try to feel your feet on the ground. Not because it's interesting, no, but it just will bring your you to peace. It will bring your attention to peace. And everybody can do this. So just feel your feet on the ground. As I said, if you try that for a while, you will clearly see that all these problems, all these things, well, were just your imagination. But first, you have to get into this peaceful place, otherwise you're caught up with your problems. And then they're very real. They're extremely real once you got up, you got into them. And that's why I always say, if you observe an angry thought and you get into it, you become angry. You are angry. So your identity shifts. So try to get hold of this mechanism of your attention flowing in, you know, all these inner considerations. Just try to feel your feet on the ground. And as I said, if you really try that, you will start noticing very different things, which were there all the time. And don't start looking for these things. Bring your mind to peace. That's this whole trap of this new age thing. Then you start looking for these special things. Well, then you don't see them. You only see your expectation. Bring yourself in peace. And you will start perceiving exactly what you need to perceive. It's much more simple than you think. So just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel it. No matter what you think, no matter what you want, no matter how you judge it, who cares? Just feel your feet on the ground. Feet on the ground. And yes, you have to be persistent with it, because every few seconds a thought pops up and tries to pull you along within their drama, within their story, within their trouble, within that whatever they tell you. So you have to be very alert. And as soon as you notice that you're caught up within an inner consideration, story, dream, vagueness, whatever, just leave it and shift your attention back to your feet. Don't get in to what you perceive on the inside. Because then it will come to peace. Just leave it. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. And slowly, slowly, your field of perception will become more open. Not entirely cluttered with your thoughts, feelings, impressions, wishes, opinions. Because you withhold them their attention. You withhold them their food. And if you don't give them food, well, they won't grow. They will wither and go away. So just feel your feet on the ground. And also during the ritual, which I will perform in a few minutes, which is entirely focused on pulling you within this very deep, open state within yourself. It's what you are on a deeper level. And we consider this ritual extremely helpful and beneficial in this sense. You don't have to do anything at all. Just try to keep your field of attention open in this sense. And try to flow with the ritual. The ritual, well, is structured in such a way that it will bring you to this peaceful place. And you don't have to experience anything spectacular or spiritual or whatever you could perceive. You might, but also you might not. So don't wait for that. But what just about everybody will notice is by the end of the ritual, you will feel much more peaceful, much more relaxed, open, and much more light. And that's exactly what the ritual is for. It's to pull you out of all this inner turmoil and bring you closer to the core of what you are. And that is very silent. Always. So just try to be open and allow the ritual to take you there. And again, you don't have to do anything or experience anything in particular. Or you have to, don't have to do anything. Don't think about it. Don't compare it. Just try to be open and flow with the ritual. In general, it's a very pleasant experience. And the ritual consists of parts in which I will make some music and parts in which it will be silent. And it ends with a bell. And the music I make is not necessarily harmonic. It's more like creating sound. And this has a very strong impact on the human psyche. So, just try to be open. Try to flow along. And when you feel you're caught up in something, just shift your attention back to your feet. Try to keep your field of attention open. And if you have any questions, any remarks, suggestions, I don't know what else you could have, but if you want to contact us, please feel free to do so. We like to get feedback on what we do. So please contact us, and the jingle will tell you about the website and how you can do that. All right, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're here again next week. And well, just feel your feet. Okay.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.